Okay, Shackley family, good morning. It is my treat this morning to welcome you to this call, to this Mission Possible call. You know, when you think about the words Mission Possible, sometimes we just go, this is what it is. But remember, we are on a mission as a company. We are a mission-driven company. We are about bringing true wellness to the world. Okay. Now, I was watching the Oscars last night, and they had some stuff on Tom Cruise and about all his Mission Possible things, you know, Mission Impossible things. I thought, we got to bring that same fire, that same energy, that same enthusiasm, jump the chasms, do all that kind of stuff. But this morning, we are here to celebrate a group of people on this call, and we're excited about it. And I want to thank you for joining us. So as you're on this call, get into the chat. Tell us where you're from. Make yourself known. Bring a little bit of energy. The group that we have on this call is absolutely unequivocally going to bring some energy. And I'm going to try and do my part. I had a little energized this morning. So if I feel like I'm a little amped up, it's because I'm feeling it. I'm mostly excited just to be on this call with all of you. So today's call, it's all about team up. It's time to celebrate. The team up team, or the team up incentive, ran through the entire month of February. We had an extra day this year, 29 days, and it's completed. The results have been tallied. They've been checked, and then they've been double checked and even triple checked. And we're going to announce everyone who earned a reward for this year's team up incentive. And to me, you know, it's not who, yes, it's always about who wins and about who is places. That's important because they deserve to be recognized. But it, to me, it's what happens when you're on a team up team, working with other individuals, pushing yourself, growing. It might be 1%, it might be 2%, it might be 0.1%. But if you're better today than you were tomorrow, comparing yourself to yourself, that's what this is all about. So today you're going to find out which teams qualified for the social media training with the amazing Colleen Nichols. She's good. She's spunky. She's fiery. I think she's going to give you some good things to know about that. I don't know if you can see this or not, but you're also going to find out who qualified for the iconic green hat. You can see I've got mine boxed up and it's pretty stinking awesome. I'm just going to say that. I look over at this and I smile. They go, they did a great job on this. So who's going to win the green hat? Then on top of that, we're going to announce the top six teams who snagged the Apple Watch, the Series 9. And then the big announcement, who's going on that amazing trip to the Sundance Resort, which happens to be, I'm looking just up Provo Canyon right now. It is 15 minutes from where I reside, and it is a remarkable, stunningly beautiful resort that just honestly, it's one of the most, to me, one of the most spectacular places on earth. I go back up there and there's just peace and beauty. And someone, three of you, are going to earn that. So pretty excited about that. So to get going with our team up countdown, I'm going to invite my co-host, my co-presenter, the magnificent, the marvelous Marcy Johnson, manager of, you've got more M's going on there than I can almost handle. The magnificent, the marvelous, the Marcy Johnson, the manager of recognition, to join us for the rest of this team up call. So Marcy, how goes it this morning?
I am great. Thank you. I love all these M words. I'll take them all. But I am super, super excited. As you know, Jeff, my very favorite thing is to start out my week by celebrating our incredible Shackley Field. And this past month, you guys did amazing things. We saw it on social, we heard it on phone calls with you guys, and we saw it in the recognition that I would do every Monday morning. So it's a real thrill to be here to get to celebrate with Jeff, our incredible team up winners.
Well, I was hoping, Marcy, that you would jump in with a bunch of J's, but I'm trying to think what you can say about something J, and I'm going, there's just not a lot of words that,
I'm going to get back at you on that one.
You come back to me on that one. Okay?
Thank you, Kat.
All right. If you, anyone in the chat can think of something that's complimentary, let's put some filters on this. That about J words, we can do that as well.
I know I hear Robbie talk about being jacked. Are you jacked? You're wearing a suit.
I'm a little jacked up this morning, put on a suit, you know, put in the pocket square, got my Shackley button going on, you know, so trying to look for these top teams. So I'm a little bit jacked. Okay. Well, so Marcy, it's time to announce the winners, and we want to hear from them. Stop hearing from us. Who earned the top six, who the top six teams on. And each of you, the team captain, is going to share just a little bit about what they loved and what they learned while participating with in this team up. And so, but first, Marcy, let's announce who won the social media training with Colleen Nichols, this best-selling author, this digital authenticity expert. So let's share.
She was wonderful. I loved her when she joined us on Mission Possible Monday. I could not get enough of her. And as you guys know, this was the first kind of tier in larger earnings for our team up incentive. As a team, you needed to sponsor at least 3 new members or ambassadors. And we get to see those people who did that now. So Kathy, go ahead and swap over. All right, Jeff. So these are the incredible teams that earned this wonderful social media training that I cannot wait to take a look at. I love all these team names. I know, I like to pull out some of them. We've got Darwin Shackley Shakers, which is fun. Desert Dragons, which my 3 boys thought was just the best one ever. Gaga to the Spa. I have questions about that one. I really love it. We've got Latinos in Wellness, Make a Difference, Miracle Workers, Ohio Mavens, Radiant Rebels. You guys, this is just absolutely incredible. And that's just slide one, right, Kathy? We have a second slide here. So all these people will be joining us on this wonderful social media training, and we can't wait to see what it does for your business. Congratulations to Shackley's Angels, our survivors. TBD, I don't know if that was on purpose or on accident, but I kind of like that it's original. We've got Team Live Amazing, Team Victorious, clearly victorious here. We've got the Ferguson Unstoppables, wonderful, the Power of One, the Platinum Girls. It was International Women's Day the other day, so go ladies. We've got the Unstoppables, 3 to Thrive, Wellness Masters Collective, and the Win Team, so and so many more. So I hope that you see your business name up here or people that you know that we're working towards this wonderful incentive. You guys are gonna find this training invaluable. She is just remarkable, and I can't wait for us to dive into that. So that is who achieved that social media training, Jeff.
Well, congratulations to everyone. And it is fun to look at the names. And I imagine there were some great discussions as people kind of said, who should we be? The names in and of themselves are inspirational. Okay, well, so the other thing is the iconic green hat. There were some winners of that. And again, I tried to show you this. I don't know whether you saw it or not, but I probably got a glare on there. But it's pretty dang cool, okay? It's pretty dang cool. Amy and Marcy did a phenomenal job on the design on this hat. And this sits on, I was just lucky enough to get one, but it just sits over right here where I can look at it all the time. And I go, yeah, this kind of rocks. So who won the iconic green hat? Do we know that?
Absolutely, we do. And I'm wondering, Jeff, what's it going to take to get you to crack that out of the box? Are you going to rock that hat in Mexico or maybe at the
maybe you got to be there to see. Got to be
there. Big occasion to wear a baseball hat? Okay.
Yes, yes.
These are the winners and the achievers of our iconic green hat. And he's right. This is like the coolest baseball cap we've ever put out there, you guys. Congratulations to A Competitive Edge, Biang, Blue Butterflies, Campeones en Acción number 1, Eagles in Action, Amelia's Warrior, Wellness Warriors, A Scorpion, God's Green Girls, Grace, Guerreros Invincibles. Please, I apologize. I'm not amazing at Spanish. I'm trying, I promise. Health is Wealth, Healthy Honeys, Hope Dealers, GM Girls, Las Campeones en Acción Diaria number 2, Las Super Ponderosas, Las Focused Trifecta, Los Guerreros, Mujeres en Acción, Mujeres Guerreras, NC Connection, Optimal Life, Phoenix number 3, Prohibido Rendirse, Shake It Up Trio, Summit Elite Achievers, Team Elevate La, Team K Trio, Team Keep It Simple Sisters, love that, Kiss, CBM Team, the EH Team, or EH Team, I'm not sure there, Jeff, the Visionaries, Trailblazers, one word, Vivir Saludable, Wellness Sisters on Fire, and Winner's Circle Momentum Makers. So a lot of really exciting teams here. A lot of our amazing Hispanic field that's like diving in and getting this hat. And I can't wait to see you guys rocking it.
All right. Good job. And you pronounced them as well as I would, if not better, Marcy. So We do apologize, but we hope we got most of them right. And the intent was there for sure. Okay, so the green hat. Now let's talk about the folks that really brought it to the table. Okay, and they started hard. They ran hard through the entire 29 days. And actually it started before then because they had got their teams together and started fast. But these top six teams, better be careful what I say there, earned an Apple Series 9 watch. And so that's kind of fun just to sport and carry, but we want to introduce them. And what we'd like to do is I'm going to introduce the top six and I'm going to get the team captain on and I'm going to just spend a minute with them and pick their very fertile brain for a moment. So you can see the benefits that come from this, but there's nuggets. I mean, we were talking in the practice room just before this. And to me, team up is it's about trips, it's about the hats, it's about the watches, it's about all of that. But more importantly than that, it's about the learning, and it's about improving, and it's about it is about getting results and learning how to develop and create results and improve your skill set. So you know, as people look back on February, they go, you know what? I'm just a little bit better. I'm more competent. I am more capable. I am more confident because I did some things consistently. And when you do those things consistently, you know, that develops your competence, which in turn develops your confidence. And then guess what? Then you spread that with your folks, with your teams. And that's how this thing works. And that's really what the intent behind this is. So anyway, enough of that. Let's learn from some of our people. So are in sixth place. Okay. Our sixth place team, the teams are Hustle and Heart Set Us Apart. Get that, Hustle and Heart Set Us Apart. Team members, Serena Forster, Lisa Fout, and Kirsten Jones. And we get the opportunity here to hear from none other than Serena Forster, one of my favorite people ever. So Serena, congratulations to you and your team. Way to go.
Woohoo! We're raising the roof.
Raising the roof.
Jacked up Jeff.
Hey, come on now. Come on now. I like Jacked Up Jeff. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says that. So Serena, congratulations. We know each other. And, you know, one of the words I always love to share when I talk about you is impact, because you bring an impact to people and to their lives. And I always say, I feel like you leave people better than when you found them. But so tell us just a little bit. Well, number one, I'm just going to ask two questions and you can kind of ramble and I'll cut you off when I need to. Okay. Hello. So one, what does it mean to be in the top six, top seven? And then secondly, you've seen some things in your team. What did you see come out of your team? And then three, what do you do with the new people that joined your team?
All right. First, again, raise the roof. It feels awesome. This feels so great, especially to have the new women on my team join me to do this. Really just out the gates, run, right? To run with runners is really, really inspiring and empowering. We definitely learned, and this is our name, right? Hustle and Heart Set Us Apart. But it was reiterated that the hustle culture that a lot of people say is dead or toxic, it certainly isn't, right? It is alive and well and thriving. And the one thing that hustle is missing is exactly what Kirsten and Lisa and I have in abundance. And that's heart. So that is what set us apart. And we just got to be reminded that it's all about the hustle and all about the heart. It's alive and well.
Hey, and I'm going to stop you. Sorry. I'm going to stop you we can't take too long, but I want to ask one question. Okay. When you talk about hustle, it's a cute word. Hey, we hustled.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
It's working intentionally, right? I think a lot of people say like, I'm so busy. I'm working so hard. We actually sit down, we prioritize impact and income producing behaviors. We work efficiently, you know, so we don't just willy-nilly sit down. We have a plan, a path, and we follow it. And we do it together by holding each other accountable.
Okay. Awesome. I think those words are important. I hope people are kind of have their pen and are writing down and distilling. Okay. Next.
Okay, so now what do we do with all the really amazing people that we just invited to join our team? We throw them in the mix right at the gates, get them to understand, learn, and kind of vibe with the culture of our team, which is again is filled with heart. So we really want everyone to feel welcomed, but we also want them to start out with that momentum. So getting their first three sales, their first three stars, making that impact right at the gates so that they are building their confidence to set forth. I mean, now we're in the second week of March, and everyone's kind of raring to go. So throw them in, get them comfortable, and then get them uncomfortable.
That's awesome. Well, Serena and team, congratulations. And
Hey, so fun.
I think what's cool about this, and I hope people don't lose this moment, we said when you introduce people to Shaklee and to your team, it does come with an expectation on your part. It's not just love them, leave them. It's love them and then love them some more. And you say, throw them in, get them engaged, get them involved, show them the way, and deliver on your promise. As you worked with them. So anyway, Serena, thank you so much, and
Thanks.
to your team. Okay, the next team we're going to hear from are from the Conversion Crusaders. You like the Conversion Crusaders? We got lots of alliteration going on in these calls. Heart and Hustle, Conversion Crusaders, Magnificent Marcy. Okay, which is led by Becky Cash and some other familiar names, Gabe Cash and Michaela Cash. Becky, are you there?
I am.
We need to see you though.
Yeah, my camera's on.
Okay, the captain, again, captain of the Conversion Crusade, the Cash Conversion Crusaders. There you go. So,
Hi there.
Becky, congratulations.
Hi. Thank
Kind of
you.
cool. So you brought this to, it sounds like it could be real, there could be some relatives, some kind of connection there. But what did you learn as you did this?
Yeah.
What would
So
you
this is
pass on to the people
actually,
listening?
yeah, this is actually the first time that we've had our kids, not so kids, on our team, to be honest. So I reached out to some of our leaders, and our leaders are such rock stars that they were like, "We already have our team. We don't need you." They didn't quite say it that way, but it's actually really great because that's what we want. And so my husband Chris and I looked at each other and we were like, "I guess it's the cashes." So it is exciting to have them on. So obviously, I loved all of Serena's words. It wasn't really fair to let her go first.
You got your
But
own stuff. You got your own stuff,
I know, I
Becky.
know.
You're going to
I
deliver
loved
value.
efficient. I loved that. But consistency is always our word. I mean, consistent, consistent, consistent. So yes, team up is so great because it requires us to be consistent in a different way. But I guess really, it's a different level, right? It's very intentional in the things that we're doing. And there were multiple times when I would look at my husband and say, "Where are we? Where are we on the leaderboard? How many of this do we have? How many of that do we have? What do we need? What do we need to do?" For me, then to bring on our kids onto the team. Our son Gabriel, he travels all the time for work and has gotten so much more intentional about his business. To be honest, he's doing things that I'm not doing. And so, yeah, that might be another question. But as far as I think the benefit of bringing people together on the team is to actually watch other people soar. So I don't know. Did that answer your
Yeah,
question, Jeff?
no, it's a great answer, and I love your word. I mean, again, a little more alliteration. It's the consistent cash conversion crusaders, but the consistency is, I think, the important part. And most things, consistency, I think a lot of times we measure it over a long period of time, but the reality is you have to practice consistency in the short term as well. Practice consistency. That may mean stringing 2 days together or 3 days together. And you used the word, and Serena used it as well, but intentional. Be intentional about that, because again, that's where success is created. So, and it's pretty cool that you did it with your family, and it's pretty cool that your kids are doing something different than you do, that they can kind of expand
They're
those
younger.
they're younger, they're
Oh, and
smarter.
actually, Jeff, that's an interesting thing because our son really is not on social media. I mean, he travels, he's in construction and factories all the time, and he doesn't have time for it. Our daughter is on social media a lot, because of her health challenges and such. So I think that's also really cool too, when you bring the generations together, is that everybody's going to do it a bit different. I mean, even my husband Chris and I are doing different consistent activities on a daily basis. And then you bring a team together and you hustle, right, Serena?
Yeah, no, it's a fruit salad, from the standpoint there's different flavors, and they all add to each other, and the different skill sets, the insights, and sometimes the challenges that lift other people. You might have to slow down to help those people. So super stuff. So, well, listen,
Thank
the Cash Family Crusaders, Conversion Crusaders, congratulations. And Becky,
Thank
thanks for
you.
your insights. That was great.
Thank you.
Okay, team, our third team. And the name here is Latinas in Action with Mary Lou Serrano, Rosario Santos, and Luz Morales. Mary Lou, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
How are you? Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very, very blessed and very happy to be here.
Well, we're excited.
What place was it?
I've got number three, at least on the slide they gave me. So that's pretty dang fine, So out of all the teams that participated. And so congratulations to you and your team. So same questions. I mean, you listen to other people, and I know that it always sparks, some other thoughts. But if you were to share, man, what does it feel like? And here's what we learned. Here's what our team learned.
Yeah. But the very first thing, we made a decision. First of all, congratulations to my team. They were amazing. And the very first thing that we agreed on, we want to win. That was the very first communication. We made a decision to win, not just to win the trip or the watch. That feels good because it gives you enthusiasm, and enthusiasm connects with people. But more than anything, what we decided is to really make a nice team, not just for now, not just for Team Up for February, but for each month from now on is Team Up. Because we made a commitment to stay on track every single day. We were accountable to each other. We had communication, and we really put the action. That's why we name our team Latinas in Action. We're actually representing the Latino community in Chicago. So I'm very proud to say that they really work hard. And we were always looking at the different places on the group, the Facebook group, and we knew we were going to win. We knew because we put our hearts, our work, and when things were get a little, shaky, we help each other. We back up each other.
I was right, Mary Lou. I was writing words down as you were speaking truth, so to speak, on this. And the thing that you started with that I absolutely loved is you made a decision. And most people underestimate the power of a decision. And I have the opportunity lots of times to talk to people, and they say, I do this, and I think I usually start with one end in mind. And that is, if people will leave the room or leave wherever we're talking about, having made a decision, or I can help them get them to in a position to make a decision. Most important thing, because once you make a decision, it seems like everything else starts to kind of disappear. The obstacles, because you've said, no, we can do this, we will do this. And then you talked about commitment, and then you talked about action, and then you talked about working hard, and then bringing hearts to it. And then I love the fact you said, and we had each other's backs. Okay. And you would evaluate, and then because where are we? And you'd have each other's backs on this. And this, again, that's, isn't that teamwork? Isn't that what it's all about? And when you can work and put yourself in a situation where that's the culture, and that's what comes out of these things, that's a pretty rich environment. Pretty cool stuff that comes out of that. So yes, you win an Apple Watch, but I think you won in so many other significant ways. So any other last thoughts as you look at this team up, and as you take it beyond this month?
We really focus on serving people from now on. I mean, it's not just this whole month that we were communicating every single day. We have Zoom meetings, but is what can we do to serve the people that we sponsor? How can we help our ambassadors get a retention? How can we help them get change brands? Because at the bottom line, we want better lives for people. And servicing them and having loyal customers, loyal ambassadors that could grow in the future, that's really the bottom line for this competition, in my opinion. And the three of us really, focus on that because they both became directors. They both became directors and they're on their track of earning the quarterly incentive. Actually, Rosario already won it. So yeah, those perks are cool. That's nice. But the main thing is to serve others and continue growing in the future.
That's such a great message, Mary Lou. And Rosario, congratulations. And that's, again, moving your business forward and growing. So thank you so much and congratulations. Okay, we are going to move on to the number two team, the Empower Army. And this team was captained by Evie Morales and team members Susanna Garcia Betancourt and Bethzaida Figueroa. So Ivy, congratulations. I like it. She's bringing the... Okay, you can just dance for us. We're going to give you 3 minutes and you can just dance and shake it. We'll take that.
Vamos.
But more important, maybe important, I mean, you did shake it. But more importantly than that, tell us a little bit about your experience in this. You've been with Shakti, what, I think 4 months now?
About to be 4 months.
Yeah, about 4 months. And you jumped in and you took second place on this, which is pretty amazing. So tell a little bit about your experience.
Well, during this team up, it's just brought us together as a team and gave us a clear direction of what we wanted to do to impact others. And one of the things that many of the things that we learned is communication is key to any success. And putting a plan together and being clear of what we wanted to achieve, not only for us, but also to be the example for the people that we're helping and the teammates that are coming into the team. And being consistent, staying accountable to each other and letting each other know every single day we were contacting each other through Messenger, what are we doing, and meeting through Zoom, but not losing our enthusiasm. That's something that we didn't want to lose. We wanted to keep the joy of helping others, bringing new people to the business opportunity. And it was an amazing experience because it brought us together. Susanna and Bethzaida, they're an amazing leaders. And it just brought us together to the point that we continue with the same rhythm. I told them, team up continues. We're not stopping. Let's continue keeping each other accountable and teach that in the team so that people can stay accountable to each other and to their leaders and us and getting together every week to help others learn how to be successful in the business and also sharing their stories. That's something that we always encourage everybody. The community, our community is just growing in an amazing way. I'm not the only one doing the work. It's everyone together. We are one team, one family, and one mission. So we work together, we come together. And to me, and to Susanna and Bethzaida and the rest of the new leaders who are coming up, it's so refreshing. It's so good that we are very excited.
Oh, Evie, thank you so much. I write down words and people hear the same words, but they're rich words. When you talked about, we kept the communication alive. We had a clear plan. And again, folks, Shakti family out there, as you look at this month and the months to come, and you just say, is my plan clear? I love the concept led by example. You are accountable. You're that C word, consistent. And then I love that you say we committed to keeping the enthusiasm high, and alive. And then again, this is a business about stories. It's a business about impact on people's lives. And that's the richness. That's the soul. That's the lifeblood, of what we do. And that's the stuff that keeps the enthusiasm. The enthusiasm, and I think, the inspiration, not just motivation. Motivation is one of those things we can jump on this call and kind of say, hey, go, go, rah, rah, you know, type of a thing. And that can be motivating. But the stories, there's a different level. There's an inspiration that comes from those. An inspiration seeps a little bit deeper, you know, into the soul, I think, and can be the piece that keeps it going. So, Evie, congratulations to you and to Susanna and Besaida. And it's so great that you're here. And I love your one family piece. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, now it is time to announce the team that came in very first. And as I shared a little bit earlier, the top team gets to go to a little place called Sundance. It used to be owned. It's not owned today by Robert Redford. It is this iconic, beautiful resort. If you've ever heard of the Sundance Film Festival, I mean, that's actually was the inspiration of where that came from and where it started, nestled up behind Mount Timpanogos. Right here in the Utah Uinta Mountains, and it's spectacular. So it's my pleasure to and my honor to announce the number one team out of all of the Team Up teams for Shackley 2024. The team name is Lights, Camera, and Action. Team members and Captain Debbie Worrell, Barbara Painter, and Susie Mendez. Congratulations to the three of you. And you guys absolutely rocked it.
And oh my gosh.
So congratulations to you three ladies. That again, what in the heck did you do? Tell us how you got to where you got to.
I mean, what didn't we do? We had that strong, burning desire, commitment. We went through obstacles. We jumped through hoops. And, you know, thanks to you, Jeff, for recommending Back on a Call.
Right.
About the boys in the boat. So we used that as the coaching, basically. Everybody stay in the boat.
Yeah, don't throw anybody overboard. That is not a thing, but... Sometimes you want to, right? Sometimes you want to.
Never crossed our mind to throw anyone out of the boat or threaten it. We were a team from day one.
And so let's stop. Let's just stop for a minute. Let's go back to to day one. Okay, tell us a little bit about the intentionality of what you accomplished. What did that look like?
Well, day one, we made a decision that we were going to win this and there was no stopping us. We didn't want to hear any negativism, nothing. We decided to be laser focused and nobody would be left behind. All three of us would be helping each other. And we connected so strong as a team. And we really rode the boat fast.
Well, so, you got out of that. You got out of the starting gate fast, and you kept going the entire way. So if you were to look and say, hey, okay, look, here's how we changed our story or our approach to the business in this month. What did you learn? I mean, there obviously you brought commitment, you made a decision, you brought some enthusiasm, but as you know, someone said earlier, you know, then you got to work hard, you know, but what did you learn about the business or sharing the business in these past 29 days?
Well, I'll start it off here that we knew that to be moving faster, we really need to move more with our heart, touch people's hearts with being grateful for them and educating about the products. We want people to feel healthier, live longer, look younger. And we actually, you know, we didn't focus on the price that Shackley offered at all. We didn't focus on the trip, like I've heard another person say earlier. We didn't focus on the Apple Watch. It was, we wanted to win because we want to empower women 50 years old and older, that it's not too late. The age is just a number. So Shackley family, to continue with your dreams, continue on and empower other people to be healthier. I don't know if I said everything, but.
Yeah, so let me unpack two things you said. that struck me. One, we can cancel the Sundance trip. It's clear that you weren't doing it to come to Phoenix, so we can cancel that. So that's money saved.
We're
so
ready.
That's a good thing. Okay, number one, but
already been shopping for sweaters. No.
Okay. Number more seriously, in point number two is what I love that you did is that you were, again, intentional and precise on your thinking about, here's the cohort that we're going after, women 50 years and older.
Right.
Someone that was right. Relatable. You picked who you were going after. My guess is as you looked at that, that made you refine your message of how and right. What you presented to them, instead of kind of a, we'll take anybody of any age, of any, you know, demographic, whatever. It helps you get laser focused. And I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. You know, as you created the success you created. Okay. Barb and Happy, anything you guys would share? Any other insights?
Barb?
If you have Barb, you have anything you
want to share? I guess I'm proud of here. Well, I really learned the power of the team. That was really, I mean, I've always been on a team, but it was just different this time. There was true power there when we made the decision that we were going to make this happen no matter what. And so I kept saying, I must, I will, I am. And then I turned that into we must, we will, and we are, and we will be number one. And so that was always the goal, was just to see how far we could stretch ourselves to become number one. And I learned a lot through the power of the team that I could go out and work hard. Debbie could go out and work hard. If Hap wasn't working hard, we had to help her work hard. If I wasn't working hard, it had to stay in the boat. That's right. Debbie would say, get back in the boat, get back in the boat. You know, you're out of the boat. So I think the biggest thing there was that it wasn't about me. It wasn't just about us. When we turned it to be about everyone else, Oklahoma's number 47 rating in the United States for health. So I say we have challenge on, because we need to change that number. We dropped from 43. I mean, we've never been great. So we have a big responsibility. As we said, we're targeting a more mature audience. But with that comes the responsibility to share that with the younger people and the things that are important to get them to this stage. But the ones that are at our stage, then we need to encourage them to keep going, because they tend to want to say, oh, I've raised my kids, I've done this, I've done that. But it's never over till you give up. And we never gave up. We always held the faith. One day they looked at me and said, I don't know if we're still number one. I'm like, no. I have faith. We are number one. Nothing's going to stop us. And Hap's like, are you sure? I'm absolutely positive. Don't stop thinking positive now. It's game on today, 29 at midnight. We were
okay,
at
Bob.
The computer logging in.
I've got to give Hap a word
okay.
here. Before
come
we get,
on, Hap. Hap's got the best story.
I love your enthusiasm. And
okay. Yeah, it's contagious. Oh, okay. Yeah, I tell you what, their enthusiasm is contagious. It's absolutely unbelievable. And what I want to say is I was challenged to get out of my comfort zone and take a risk to ask someone to be my customer, because I didn't want to let my team down. I really didn't. And I finally sponsored that one ambassador on February 27th. So I know they were holding their breath going, doggone it, get back in the boat. I'm just elated that I didn't let them down. I mean, team is everything. It's just, they have been incredible. And so what I do is I continue to follow up. I invite my customers to share their experiences with others. I ask for referrals, because once you've been in the race, sitting on the sidelines is no longer an option. Yay. So I just want to say thank you for letting us be part of Team Up. It was just the best.
Yeah. Well, I think anyone listening to this call can sense all of your enthusiasm and passion, and You know, and again, perhaps what you just shared were, you know, really fundamentals, you know, of the, you know, of the business, but it's that consistency we've talked about and the hard work and vision, all those pieces put together. And again, Team Up, just the reason I love Team Up is because it gives people an opportunity, you know, it gives them an excuse to bring those people together and work with some good people. And the trick now is, okay, we've brought lots of great people, you know, into Shaklee, introduced them to Shaklee. You know, how do we keep them there? How do we lift them to the next, you know, to the next level and keep it going? But you ladies have been an inspiration. It's remarkable. And thank you so much. And I guess we're keeping the Sundance trip on the books.
Oh, so yay!
I think I get the opportunity. There you go. Look at that. I think I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with you. So I'm looking forward to that in my backyard. So
now, Jeff, again, I do have Jeff. Yes. We might have a little bit of a challenging time. We're excited to come to Utah for the resort, but we're still in the boat.
Yeah.
How are we going to get that boat there?
Well, again, we can, you're going to have to switch to the skis, I think, you know, okay. So you can just stay in the bobsled. We'll figure that out.
Okay.
We'll figure that out. You can keep working while here. Well, again, I just want to congratulate you, and I want to congratulate everybody, every single person that participated and that used Team Up as a reason to grow and a reason to stretch and a reason to share. That's what it's all about. And so, it's, you know, this is a lot of fun. It's, you feel the enthusiasm, you feel the passion, but more importantly, you see a little bit of the insights and the learning, and you can sense the growth that people had and experienced while they're in here, and they're coming out of this month better, I think, and more learned and more confidence than when they started the month. And so that's what this is all about. So Shaklee family, I hope you took some notes. I hope you listened to some of those words that every team shared, and you kind of write them down, focus on them, and say, how can that be a pivot point for me today to get just a little bit better and to just win what I'm doing? And it's not the race against the other people. It's against you. It's your race. It's your journey. It's your life. It's your vision. It's your family. It's what you want. And this is just an excuse to get a little bit better as we do that. So let's make this a great week. Let's make this again, you know, March a great month, and share what we've got with other people in the most authentic and sustainable ways, and life will be good. So thank you, everybody. And again, congratulations. Make it an absolutely great week. Bye-bye.
Shaklee makes no promises or guarantees regarding income opportunities, and the success or failure of each Shaklee ambassador, like any other business, depends on your own skills and personal effort. The actual financial results of all Shaklee ambassadors for the preceding year are contained in the Shaklee Average Earnings Chart that can be found at us.shaklee.com/earnings, which does not include ambassador costs. Shaklee ambassadors do not earn compensation for recruiting or sponsoring other Shaklee ambassadors. They only earn compensation when products are sold to customers. For full details about the Shaklee compensation plan, speak to your Shaklee ambassador or visit shaklee.com.